Out of Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. A big issue for the cattle industry in 2007 continues here in 2008. Ethanol and its impact on the beef business. Back on that in just a moment.
Attention, Oklahoma small business owners with 50 or fewer employees. You may save 60% or more on health coverage for employees through a state subsidy called Insure Oklahoma. It's funded by the Oklahoma Tobacco Tax and subsidizes health coverage premiums for lower to moderate income employees. Ask an insurance agent about Insure Oklahoma. Go to InsureOklahoma.net or call 1-888-365-3742 for more information. Insure Oklahoma, subsidizing health coverage.
This is Tyler LaRue with LaRue & Associates. I'm here to tell you the Insure Oklahoma Healthcare Assistance Plan is absolutely terrific. Any company with 50 or fewer employees can have 60% or more of their qualified employees' premiums paid through Insure Oklahoma. 60%! I've already helped over 150 businesses take advantage of this fabulous program. Call me, Tyler LaRue, 800-994-1950. I'm an authorized producer for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma. Call Tyler LaRue, 800-994-1950.
The cattle industry disappointed over the passage of the energy bill at the tail end of 2007 that sets a very high renewable fuel standard, a lot of it coming from corn over the next couple of decades. Jay Truitt with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says that ethanol is a big, big issue for the beef cattle business because it does have a major impact on a big input. Feed costs when it comes to corn and grain, but also down the road, land costs as we try to start figuring in cellulosic ethanol.
There's a concern in some circles right now today about what the cost of corn is and the impact that's had on calves. At the same time, we have a number of producers and people that have invested in the systems or are corn producers themselves, and so they see a different balance and are looking at a little bit of a longer-term proposal. We have the president in a State of the Union address throw out a pretty big number on pretty lofty goals, and the secretary is going to be here. I would imagine he'll talk about ethanol, renewable fuels, renewable diesel, et cetera. And so, yeah, it is the topic of discussion, and it really depends on where you are in the whole picture and the whole scheme of things as to whether or not you're suffering from the cause or the effect in a positive or a negative way.
Yeah, as we think about, you know, this whole issue of ethanol, you know, obviously the short-term thing is corn, but longer-term we're talking about cellulosic, and that means pasture grasses, switchgrass, maybe forage sorghum, some of these type of things. Are we talking about then some additional competition for some of the maybe pasture lands or hay lands for cattle?
You know, we're really not for sure, and I think the one thing, Ron, that we've learned from this whole experience in watching ethanol over the last couple of years is this one very important fact. If you're not careful, that you don't consider all the impacts that are associated with making one change, that this is a pretty tightly woven system that we have in agriculture, and whether it be taking lands out for CRP or anything else, anytime you make a change or you artificially influence something to happen by putting an artificial mandate or an artificial subsidy in place, there's repercussions to that. And so moving to cellulosic may be a temporary reprieve, but again, as people suggest, does that change the rangeland dynamic in America? Does that change the pine dynamic in the Southeast when we start using wood chips for that as opposed to litter for chicken houses, et cetera, et cetera? And how do we actually do the right thing at the right time in the right way and understand that every step we take here is going to impact somebody else within the chain, either forwards or backwards from where you are?
NCBA's Jay Truitt. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news we report on daily at the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to the website oklahomafarmreport.com. Click on the subscribe button right at the top hand of the page. Our daily email is the service of Midwest Farm Shows, proudly producing the Southern Plains Farm Show, April 2008 in Oklahoma City, and the Tulsa Farm Show held each December. Call Midwest Farm Shows for exhibitor opportunities at either show, 507-437-7969.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.